Joseph Percoco worked for Andrew Cuomo and his father, the late Governor Mario Cuomo, on and off since Percoco was a teenager. Mario Cuomo once referred to him as his third son. Percoco, now age 48, from the lower Hudson Valley, was often seen by Andrew Cuomo's side during Cuomo's time as state attorney general and during his first few years as governor. He was the governor's top confidant and, in some cases, chief enforcer of Cuomo's policies and wishes. The charges against him stem from his dealings with two different sets of developers. One, a power company known as Competitive Power Ventures, wanted to build a power plant in the Hudson Valley. Percoco allegedly tried to ease the way for permits for the plant. In exchange, the company's Peter Galbraith Kelly gave Percoco's wife, a middle school teacher, nearly $300,000 over 4 years for a low-show job to teach children about energy. Kelly is also on trial for bribery. The second set of charges involves two Syracuse-area developers who were involved in Cuomo's economic development projects and were political donors of the governor. Percoco allegedly received $35,000 from the companies to ease troubles they were having with a union and to receive more aid for a $15 million film studio outside Syracuse. It still stands empty. The dealings with the Syracuse developers occurred in 2014, when Percoco was not technically on the state payroll. He had taken a leave to manage Cuomo's reelection campaign. Percoco's attorneys argue that since he was not then working for state government, he could not use the influence of his office to sell favors. Cuomo has not been implicated in any of the cases. He said he had no idea that any of it was going on. He was asked about the upcoming trials in a recent question and answer session with reporters. His answers were short and to the point.
The upcoming trial with Joe Percoco and others will be a distraction for you in 2018.
No.
And as a follow-up, do you think you'll have to testify at all in any of these cases?
Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says if past corruption trials are any indication, there will be plenty of unflattering testimony about the inner workings of Cuomo's government.
It will paint a negative picture of politics in New York in terms of the revelations that come out in these cases.
Horner says there's a precedent for embarrassment. In the so-called Bridgegate trial in New Jersey, that state's governor, Chris Christie, was not charged with any wrongdoing in connection with a scheme by his administration to close lanes on the George Washington Bridge in order to punish a local mayor.
The Bridgegate case in New Jersey had nothing to do, really, as it turns out, with Governor Christie, but it painted a bad picture of how that administration was dealing with its political foes.
Percoco's trial marks the beginning of several months of court proceedings against former Cuomo associates, as well as some ex-state lawmakers. This spring, the former legislative leaders will be retried after their initial convictions were thrown out on appeal. And in May, the former head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calieros, and the prior leader of Cuomo's high-tech economic development efforts will be tried for allegedly conducting kickback and bid-rigging schemes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.